In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Louisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 2. And we're on page 7. At the top of the page, volume 29, 424-31. And we begin with Jesus saying to Louisa, "Each act of yours is a little letter that you, Louisa, send to us, Triune God. And we, the Triune God, in reading this letter, says, 'Ah, yes, there is someone who wants our divine will upon the earth, and who wants to give her own life in order to make it rain.'" What we see here is each act that you do is in communion with God. It's a letter. He says, "I'm reading this. I'm understanding what you're doing." And each act that we do in the divine will is one with God. And He is the one that's doing it. We're saying, "Lord Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. I want to redo your life on earth again, as if you were living on earth again." Do you see the beauty that is there? The beauty that is there is so amazing that the saints couldn't have said this. You know, the saints, not to the degree that Louisa says it, because what God gave to Louisa is to live in the divine will. What the saints had was to do the will of God. To become a great saint is to really live volume 1 through volume 10. And you look at the lives of the saints and they're beautiful. They're spectacular. They're amazing how much peace, joy, and happiness they have in their life. Why? Because they have become a divine mirror of Jesus, volume 1 through volume 10. And that's what we have to know, how to become a saint. A lot of us say, "Well, I don't need that. I know what saints are." No, no. It's, you have to become a saint. And then to read volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. No saint ever did that. Only Louisa. And now I know that there are some people out there saying that, you know, well, if you're reading the divine will, if you want the divine will, you're living in the divine will. And no, not fully. If you read clearly, the first one who will have this fullness of the divine will, and you see this in the three appeals, in the third appeal, Louisa says, "You, Holy Father, you are the representative of the Catholic Church. You are the representative of the divine will, and you will be the first to live fully in the divine will." And that's only fair. In each fiat, you basically need a man and a woman. You had Adam and Eve in the first fiat. God created the fiat lux. And in creation, he brings about Adam. And then from Adam comes Eve. And from that fiat lux, God brings about a man and a woman. And the second fiat is Our Lady's fiat, fiat mihi. And with that, the new Adam, Jesus, is conceived in the womb of Mary. The new Eve, Mary, is there. She with her fiat mihi. And now, through the fiat voluntas tua, you need a man and a woman. We know who the woman is. It is Louisa. And the man has to be the one who Louisa gives this key. Jesus says, "You are the key," and you give this gift back to the man. The man is the Pope. How powerful is that? You know, how amazing is that? If you want to see where even that is in the Church, it's in Vatican I. Very, very clearly what Jesus is showing Louisa is what the Church teaches. The Pope will be the one who will lead the world. He will open up the door to the kingdom, and then there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. See, this has to be given to a human. Jesus, the Son of God, Mary, the Mother of God, came to earth. Why? To redeem mankind. And Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. And now, with Louisa, the firstborn, the newborn, she has this gift, Jesus says, to give back to the man. And that is the Pope. Such beautiful things are coming. This is why, don't criticize those in authority. Pray for them. Remember what the saints have said. I think St. Teresa said very clearly that the pavement of hell is covered with the skulls of priests, with bishops. Covered with the skulls, that's the pavement of hell. See, Jesus says, if you mislead one little one, it's better that a millstone go around your neck and you be cast into the sea. That's the best thing that can happen to you. So, you know, criticizing is easy. Prayer is necessary. We have to pray. We have to pray. So Jesus says, oh yes, there is someone, Louisa Picaretta, who wants our divine will upon the earth. And then he says something that's so beautiful. And she is the one who wants to give her own life in order to make it rain. This is something that is so magnificent. When we, you know, we do that ceremony of the mystical marriage, becoming spouse of Christ, spouses of Christ crucified, what we know is the Lord is faithful. You know, we know the Lord is calling each and every one of us to faithfulness in His love forever. And we say to the Lord, when we buy that ring, and we have the ring blessed that we wear, are you willing to love Jesus forever, even though your love is very poor, even though your love is very weak, and you place yourself in His hands? This is how we live. We have placed ourselves in God's hands. And He gives us the strength to love Him as we should love Him. And we give our life for Him. See, this is what Jesus is saying. Who, Louisa, you want to give your own life. Why? To make the divine will reign on earth as it is in heaven. You know, when we do that consecration and that mystical marriage, we say, I consecrate myself totally to the Lord, just as I am. I give myself to you, Lord, now and always, as your spouse, in the most holy divine will. See, the Lord came to earth to find a bride, and he has asked us, would you be my bride? He has made this proposal to us. And our response is to begin to live a saintly life, a good life, a holy life. You know, I say this to the children, you can't get to heaven by being good. You only can get to heaven if you're holy, saintly. This is what's necessary. So to be alone with Christ, to be alone with Him, why do we go to Him? Because He has died for us, and we can, and therefore, how can we not die to ourselves for Him? We want to be everything to Jesus. We want to be totally surrendered to Him. You know, we want to dedicate our life to the Lord with our fiat. And then what he asks us for something every day. Would you be willing to do this? And our response is fiat. You know, we say to Jesus, Lord, you can ask me to do anything today. My fiat is there. You see, this is what Louisa lived. Ah, he says, there is someone on earth who wants the divine will to reign. Here's someone on earth who wants to give up her own life to make the divine will reign. That's what we do. We give up everything so that the divine will can reign in us. It's not just to be good and holy and saintly. It's to enter into this, share in divinity. This is This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. And our response is, fiat, yes, Lord, I want this. I want to share in your divinity. This is what it means to be in God's likeness. You know, through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now God wants to give to us his likeness. So we continue. Knowledge, God is saying, of knowing that Louisa wants the divine will upon the earth, and Louisa wants to give up her own life, to give her own life in order to make the divine will reign. We dispose the things, we dispose the graces, we dispose the events in order to fill, this is what he's saying to Louisa, your little ground, your earth. And now we wait for you, Louisa, to expand it more in order to place the great gift of the kingdom of our divine will on this earth. See, she's the one that forms it. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. No. If you're doing that, you're doing this, you'll be a great saint, but it's not divine will. Divine will is to be one with Louisa who does this. We triune God, will dispose the things. We triune God will dispose the graces. We triune God will dispose the events in order for you, Louisa, to fill this little ground. With what? With the kingdom. And these God says, and we triune God are waiting for you, Louisa, to expand it more in order to place the greatest gift, the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies of the kingdom of our divine will on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus is saying to us, would you be willing to do with Louisa what Louisa is doing? And our response is, yes, Lord, fiat. So throughout the day, the Lord is saying, I'm waiting for your acts, one with Louisa, in the divine will. And it's not my acts, my, you know, jogging, my swimming. No, it's Jesus, swim in my swimming. I want to do this act one with you. I want you, Lord, to be on earth again through me. Reign in me. Be my king, my master, my savior, my God, my all. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. See, this is what it means to give her own life in order to make the divine will reign. It's God who's reigning on earth as it is in heaven. It's God who reigns in heaven. That's why all the angels and saints are so happy in heaven. God is where they're participating in God. Now with us, God has got something more spectacular. With us, he's saying, this is going to be on earth before you die as it is in heaven. So then Jesus says, this happened in redemption. I, God, waited for so long to descend from heaven to earth in order to give the chosen people sufficient time to prepare with their acts, with their prayers, with their sacrifices, the little ground in which I, God, could place the fruits of redemption so that were so superabundant that the creatures have yet to take everything. And if they had done more, I, God, would have given more. Do you see what's happening here? He says very clearly, I've waited so long, 4,000 years, to descend upon the earth to my chosen people. Why? I've given them the time to prepare with their acts, their prayers, their sacrifices, the little ground, so God could place the fruits of redemption, which were so superabundant that creatures, as yet, 2,000 years later, have not taken everything. And if they had done more, I, God, would have to give more. See what's going on is we're seeing the love of God, the gratuitousness of God. He's so generous. He loves us so much. He's given us the sacraments. Let's look at the sacraments. Let's look in the church. The confessional lines are short, if at all. The daily mass is few, if at all. I mean, I'm talking, maybe there might be some communities that have that, but the majority doesn't. The seminaries are few. The convents are there's only a few. It's everybody's looking for what they want now, the pleasures now. And Jesus is saying, that's why he says that. He says, if they had done more, I would have given more. But see, the human will is so miserable. The human will is so miserable. You know, so God is looking at us and he's saying to us, the ones ahead of you are all dead. The ones behind you have very little faith. This is why the churches are empty. Those that put money in the collection are the 60 to 80 year olds, period, basically. And in 15 years, they're all going to be gone. And that means very clearly the churches are all going to close. See, God knew that this time. He said, when I return, will I find any faith on the earth? And in the Greek, the way it's described, it's the way it's, the question is answered with, no, there will be no faith. So what is Jesus doing? He knows his church is being attacked. He knows that there are very few that believe. And so what has he done? He's waited for Louisa. He's waited for Louisa. Why? So that the people, the chosen ones, if you want to say, on earth would have the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, to get through what's coming. I just read the Our Lady of La Salette, and the demons were released when Louisa was conceived. The demons saw this light, and the demons were released, according to Our Lady of La Salette, in 1864. Then in 1865, Louisa is born. See, God has it all planned. He knows. He knows very clearly what is necessary. And he gives to us, this is what's so amazing, Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Who is this human who, God says, begins again where Adam left off? Who is she? You know, she, Jesus says, becomes your little mama. Now we have Our Lady, Mother and Queen of all mankind. But this little group here has the next little mama, the little daughter of the Queen, the great Queen, the Blessed Mother. You know, every organization has the Mother Superior. And we have the greatest Mother Superior at this point. We're not, you know, no one could compare to the Blessed Mother. No one, she's Theotokos, the Mother of God. But Louisa is the mother of the little children of the Holy Divine Will. We go to Louisa. As a matter of fact, Jesus says, he says, do not sever your umbilical cord from the womb of Louisa. Don't sever this lifeline of the divine will. So as we're reading, as we're studying, this is what Jesus said to Louisa, and he's saying to us, would you be willing to be like Louisa? Would you be willing to embrace this gift like Louisa did? I want to give it to you. That's Jesus' promise. I want you to have this. So he says this, and if I, God, wanted to give more without even a comma, without even a dot of their acts, it would have been for them like an illegible book of whose language is unknown. So he says, everything I gave to the church was perfect. Everything that I gave to the church is perfect. The full deposit of faith is there. Now, what does the devil do? He causes the division east and west in, what, 1054? He causes the Reformation, you know, 500 years later, the Protestant revolt. And then 500 years after that, it's attack within the church. The devil wants to destroy the Holy Catholic Church. And what's really amazing, Jesus says, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. Now, when we hear the word prevail, that means they have basically come to the gates of the church. They've come to knock down the walls of the church to enter into and try to destroy it, but they're not going to prevail. They're going to be turned back. You have to understand that. Don't get upset. Don't get worried. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxious. Don't be complaining. Don't be negative. We have been chosen, predestined to live at this time. And He has given us the gift of gifts, this great gift of the divine will. Why? This is our weapon. We pray the rosary. We go to Holy Mass. We read Sacred Scripture. We follow the dogma and doctrine of our church. And Jesus says, you need more. And He's given us the book of heaven. How amazing is this? That our God is with us. There's nothing to worry about. He says very, very clearly. He says, like a treasury, as though without a key. He says, the book of heaven, it is the language of heaven, okay? The key is Louisa. You have to understand this. To understand what the book of heaven is all about, you have to go to Louisa. I've heard many people give many strange interpretations, and they're not using Louisa. They're using their own thought. So Jesus says this, it's like a treasury without a key, such that one does not know what is inside. In fact, listen to this. The act of the creature is the eye that reads and the key that opens in order to take my gifts. Okay, so here, we learn from Louisa. She is the one who has this gift. Again, there's only four people that had this gift. Adam, and he lost it. Eve, she had to be tested and she failed the test. Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, they possessed it. And now Louisa, the firstborn, she possesses this gift. Jesus says, the mother of the second generation of the children of light. Read the titles that Jesus gave to Louisa. 2,200 titles that Jesus gives to Louisa. You know, who is this Louisa Picaretta? That Jesus chose her to be the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. And through her, all human generations are going to be restored. The kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven because of this human. Who is she? You know, when you read Adam, God said to Adam, do not eat of the fruit of the tree in the center of the garden. What does He say to Louisa? At 17, go to bed and stay there. She says, fiat. Then He says to her, stop eating. She says, fiat. Then He says, stop drinking. She says, fiat. Then He says, stop sleeping. She says, fiat. Look at what she went through. Her test. None of us could have gone through that. None of us could have done that. She is the one that God is using to help us understand. So, she's teaching us how to do our acts and our rounds in the divine will. And when you pray the rounds, it is so powerful that we're coming up to Lent. And use the Lenten rounds. They're so beautiful. The Lenten season is so magnificent. It's a time of prayer, fasting, penance, and conversion. And it's a time to say to Jesus what He says about Louisa. You want to give up your own life, your wants, your desires, your hobbies. Say if your hobby is television. It's no television during Lent. Okay, what do I replace it with? Well, we have the calendar, and I'm hoping everybody's praying the calendar. Well, what I see with everyone praying the calendar is this. God is teaching us all the same thing. This is what the church does. No matter where you go in the world, it's the same readings that day, whether it's the Latin Rite or the Extraordinary Rite or the Novus Ordo. We're together listening to the same words. Now, when we read the calendar, Jesus is speaking to us, all of us at the same time, when we read every day the calendar. Again, the one thing that I'm hoping for 2019 is that we all read the all 36 volumes. And you can do this by reading the calendar, because it's all the days are there. And it's usually, to this point where we're in February, it's four and a half pages a day. You know, that's not even a television program. And as we read, as we study this, Jesus is talking to each and every one of us collectively, okay? And what he is doing is he's bringing us together in a way that we're all learning the same thing each day. You know, I've mentioned this before, a house. And you have eight people, and you got one person in the front, one person in the back, on the sides, and you got one person in each corner. And you say, what do you see? Each person is going to describe something different. See, all our DNA is nobody's the same. We're all different. And yet Jesus is bringing us together. He's saying, what do you see here? Well, I see this. And then together in a spiritual way, you have to understand this, in a spiritual way, God is teaching us all together about this great gift of the divine will. He is the one that's teaching. He is the one that's leading and guiding and directing. He's the Lord. And he's saying, I want to reign on earth again through you. What do you see? How what am I teaching you? So each and every one of us are learning from our unique perspective, but we're all looking at the same thing, even if we think we're saying something different. It's the same truth that's there, but from a different perspective. So the Lord is looking at us and he's saying, like I said before, there's nobody ahead of you. They're all dead. You know, hopefully they're all in heaven. There's nobody behind you. They haven't been taught. Jesus is saying to us, you're the generation that I have chosen from the beginning of time to live this gift, to bring this gift with Louisa on earth as it is in heaven. There's nobody else. There's nobody else. So he's looking at us. How much do you know? How much? So that's why the rounds are so important. The Passion of the Christ, the 24 hours of the Passion, is so important. And the calendar. As we get into this year, and this is going to be a tough year, but as we get into this year, there's going to be great, great, great blessings. Why? Because God is reigning. We're letting him reign in us on earth as he did when he was on earth before. He's breathing in our breathing. Jesus, I want you to breathe in my breathing. I don't want to ever breathe humanly again. We do that with our prevenient act and then our actual acts. Jesus is saying very, very clearly to us, we are going to know what's inside this book of heaven with Louisa, who is our key. She's going to teach us how to do our acts, how to do our rounds. And this is why that the You Must Know book is so important and the Be Attentive book is so important. There's wonderful things that are going to happen. Magnificent things that are going to occur in each and every one of our lives to a greater or lesser degree, 30, 60, or 100-fold for any one of us. And see, Jesus is saying, how much do you want this? And the way that we can prove that we want this is by saying to Jesus, I want to read. I want to study this. And why do we want to read and what we want to study this is Jesus promises us through Louisa, I will be standing right beside you and I will touch your mind that you will understand it and I will touch your heart so that you will love it. Do you see what Jesus is doing? So he's waiting for us to read and to learn how to do our acts, how to do our rounds. Again, when you pray the rounds, if you can, there are some groups that are singing. They're getting a little chant. They're chanting the rounds. Jesus might give you a completely different way of singing the rounds. He wants you to learn how to pray the way the saints in heaven pray, the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed, the way Adam prayed before the fall. This chanting, this praise, this beautiful harmony. So he says this. In fact, the act of the creature is the eye that reads and the key that opens in order to take my gifts. These infinite gifts, infinite number of gifts that God wants to give to his children are there. What we say is this: Lord, I really wanted my family to do this. My family doesn't want it. My neighbors don't want it. My coworkers don't want it. I want this, Jesus. And then we say to the Lord very clearly, anything that they don't want, I will take for them. Take as much as you want, Jesus says. Fill your arms to the capacity. Take as much as you want, he says to Louisa. See, the human will is so miserable, it's so strong, that I hear from a number of mothers who say, you know, their child was so wonderful, beautiful, happy as a child. But now that they're a teenager, now that they're older, they're just filled with misery. And it's absolutely. When they were with you, basically, you were teaching them the peace, the joy, and the happiness that you wanted to give to them. But now they're on their own. And the world is corrupt. The world has nothing to give them. The world says, you know, get as much as you want from anybody as you want, as often as you want. That's not happiness. Happiness is holiness. You know, Jesus says, the three promises to Abraham, to be freed from the enemy, that's when Christ was crucified. We were freed from Satan. And then the second promise was to be free to worship God without fear. That's when we go to Holy Mass. That which looks like bread and tastes like bread is God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. The angels at Mass are all kneeling in adoration. They're adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, and worshiping God. And there's no fear in our hearts. The second promise has happened. The third promise to Abraham, and this is in the Canticle of Zechariah, every morning we pray. The third promise to Abraham is to be holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. See, that's happiness. You can't be happy without being holy. That's why when you go and you make a good confession, you are filled with happiness. See, the sacraments of the sacramentals are everything at this point. God now wants to give us, as he calls the divine will, the sacrament of sacraments. He wants to give us his true life. And he says to Louisa, he says, it is when you go to Holy Communion, I'm with you for 15 minutes until the host dissolves. That's why when you go to Holy Communion, make sure that you're silent for at least 15 minutes after you receive Jesus. Jesus is present. Jesus is there. Kneel down. Adore him and love him. Go to the Holy of Holies of your soul with Jesus and Mary and your holy guardian angel and Louisa, and adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God. Let your holy angel teach you how to adore him as he adores God. And I didn't say she, because each angel is a warrior. Each angel will fight to the death for you. Each angel is even though they're not male or female, they have the masculine tendency, you know. And don't name your angel. I've heard so many people, they've said, "Oh, my angel's name is Betty." God, that must really make that angel feel really, really good. Nothing against the name Betty, but he's a warrior, Michael, Mikael, who is like unto God. That's what the names are powerful. So if you want to name your Holy Guardian Angel, say Holy Guardian Angel. And he will come to you like when you say Mom, only one person comes to you. When you say Holy Guardian Angel, only one person comes to you. Don't give a terrible name. And the other thing, too, is think about that. If a name is Michael, for example, let's just use Michael, and you call the person Mike, that you're basically saying to the person, who is? It's that, use his name. Who is like unto God? Mike, Mikael, Michael. It's don't chop names in half. Don't, you know, use, and if you don't have a saintly name, you can call me Michael. Call me, you know, use a holy name. Use it as your, you know, you can use it as your password or whatever. But use a holy name. Don't just use, like, you know, a flower or, you know, a moon phase. You know, it's be named after someone powerful, a warrior. So anyways, the angels, when you receive Holy Communion, he's there for 15 minutes. Jesus is present for 15 minutes. But he says to Louisa, in the divine will, it's a perennial communion. Well, I will never leave, ever. You'll be one with me forever. And he says that to us. I want to give you more. You can make communion. When you're not going to Mass, you have the real communion and the, my goodness, my mind's gone. Well, that other communion, you can do that throughout the day. You can make a prayerful communion throughout the day, you know, a spiritual communion. Thank you. But what Jesus is looking for is, he says, I want to really reign in you. I want to be so much a part of you that I'm gazing in your gazing. I'm listening in your listening. I'm speaking in your speaking. I'm dancing in your dancing. See, this is why he said to Louisa, you've given your own life in order to make the divine will reign on earth as it is in heaven. It's Jesus that's there. Why are you so peaceful, joyful, and happy? Because Jesus is there. You're never alone. And you got to get rid of the word I, me, my, and mine. You got to get rid of that. It's got to be Jesus. What are we going to do today? Jesus. What would you like to have for lunch? Jesus, let's take a drive. Jesus, listen to this music. I want you to enjoy this. It's always with Jesus. Okay, so then it continues. The eye that reads, the key that opens. Now, it's Louisa opens this. As you learn how to do your acts, your rounds of the divine will, Louisa is teaching you. She is our mother in the divine will. I know Our Lady's mother and queen of the divine will, but the one who guides us, the human who guides us, that's who God has given us, the leader, if you want to say. The other leader is the Pope. Jesus and Mary were the new Adam and the new Eve. And now, as when we read, volume 26, the first day of volume 26, he says, Louisa, this garden that you're in is only a simile of the Garden of Eden, but you are the third Eve. You are the third Eve. Okay, who's the third Adam? You know who it is. It's the Pope. We pray that it's this Pope. It might be the next. You know, great things are coming. Great, magnificent things are going to happen. Everyone will be Catholic. There'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Jesus, that's his promise at the Last Supper. It's coming, it's coming, and he's looking at us. So he says this, and besides, to give without the gift given, to give without the gift being known, it would have been a sorrow unworthy of our divine wisdom. So Jesus says, I couldn't have given this at the beginning with redemption, because Louisa, you were not here. And therefore, no one would have known it. No one would have learned it. No one would have possessed it. You see how important Luisa is. To give without the gift given, being known, and see, the Luisa is the one who makes it known, would have been a sorrow and unworthy of our divine wisdom. God waited 2,000 years to give us Luisa. And we are the ones that are alive at this time. We are the ones that have been predestined to live at this time. Why? Because God expects us. He says, I pray this every day when I receive Holy Communion. I pray every day for the souls. When I receive communion, I pray that every soul who must live in the divine will, live in the divine will. Why? This is what God has planned, that they must. I'm waiting for the souls who must live in the divine will. That's us. That's what God is waiting for. And unfortunately, the majority of us have other things to do. The majority of us have holy things to do, good things to do, saintly things to do. And Jesus is saying, who is like Luisa, who's given their own life in order to make the divine will reign? Well, I read the divine will. Good. What do you know of it? What do you possess of it? That's why the calendar is so important. Every day, watch what God is going to do every day with you. He's got such glorious plans. He has such glorious plans. And we're in them. And all that He asks us to do is to make the divine will or everything. And He says, be attentive. And that means read. So He says this. Therefore, the next line, be attentive in following my divine will. Read. That means read my divine will. Read it. Study it. Put this into practice. He says, you have to do this. You are the ones that must live in my divine will. And we have to understand that there's no other reason why we are alive at this time. This is the pivotal point of heaven and earth. Because of what Jesus has given to Luisa, this book of heaven, and as we read it, as we study it, as we begin to learn it, as the Luisa teaches us, what will happen is, he says very, very clearly, follow the divine will. Learn how to do this. You are the ones that I have asked, as the first little children of the Holy Divine Will, to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, the fulfillment of the Our Father. The more you shall follow it, the more you shall read it and study it and put this into practice, the more you shall recognize it, the more it becomes everything for you. Jesus is alive in you. He's breathing in your breathing, beating in your heart beating. There's no more worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, or sin. What happens at that point is you're being freed. You're becoming holy and happy. And the more superabundant the divine will shall be in giving its goods. Superabundant. Do you see what God has planned for us? He's waited 6,000 years to have this thing happen. And now, it's very, very close to what's going to happen. Very, very close. And He's needing us to be the ones to do it. He's needing us to be the ones to say yes. He needs us to be the ones to say fiat. Again, remember the mystical marriage. Remember the ring that you're wearing. Everything is fiat. We belong to Him. He belongs to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.